Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, or you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my favorite friends. Thanks for being with me today. I know your time is super valuable, and I am so honored and grateful that you are spending these next 20-ish or so minutes with me. So thank you. You are one of my very favorite topics to talk about. You, your greatness, your potential, your spirit, your heart, your growth. And so you are who I'm going to be talking about today. Are you one of your favorite topics? It's a question to consider. Some people might find that selfish, right? To think of yourself, to talk to yourself, to be proud of yourself. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this, it's because you are on a journey to better yourself, not just for yourself, but for your family and your community and the world. And what this is going to require of you is to stop ignoring you. Think about it. When was the last time you had a conversation with yourself? When was the last time you asked yourself how you are? What is it that you need? When was the last time you sat with yourself quiet enough to hear the whisper of your soul? For so many of us, the answer is not only no, but do people do that? I'm not sure when ignoring ourselves became popular. I think for me, it goes back to my early childhood when it was all too apparent that what my brother needed mattered way more than what I needed. It goes back to me being fine when I wasn't. It goes back to making sure everyone was pleased when I wasn't. Ignoring my own mattering, ignoring my less than fine, ignoring my entire essence. And really just in thinking about this now, maybe I abandoned me when my dad did. This journey to me was life-changing on so many levels. It's a discovery, a curiosity, an intentional presence, a knowing. Do you know you? Do you know what it is like to be you? I feel like understanding your personal wants, your dreams, your desires is one of the most important steps to honoring your relationship with yourself and subsequently everyone else. Paying attention to you and being authentic in that relationship with yourself is one of the very best things, the best work that you can do. We are so conditioned to think that once we lose weight, once we get the promotion, once we get married or buy a house or retire or get that acknowledgement, even that apology, then we will be happy. Then we will be enough. Then we will be worthy. Then we could love ourselves better. And I think we all know that happiness is an inside job, but do we? Sometimes, myself included, think that I would be a little bit more lovable if I was just a little different, maybe just a little smarter, a little prettier, a little more strong, a little more like anyone and everyone else. And when we try to love ourselves from that place, it's not loving ourselves at all. of the 7+ billion people in the world, you are. There's not another person like you. And you were created for a reason. You are the purpose. And as we do this work to become more of who it is that we are, without the people pleasing and the permissions and the perfectionism, we honor who it is that we truly are and have always been. And we must be ourselves at all costs, my friends. Yes, even if that means someone won't like it. Yes, even if that means we might upset someone. And yes, even if it means someone won't like you. Guess what? I would much rather have someone not like me for being me than me not liking me for not. And trust me, I have lots of experience with both of those. So the question then becomes, how do we be ourselves? How do we find out what it's like to truly be us? And when you're asked the question, do you know who you are? Do you know the answer? Do you know who you are? And if so, are you being her? Are you being him? Are you allowing you to be you? One of the ways that I know that this is true for me or not is if I'm second guessing myself. Are there restrictions in how I show up? Am I committed to just being myself with little, almost to no regard to whether or not someone is going to like me or not? I want to introduce you to a concept that I heard about peaches. And I heard it, found myself going, yes, yes, this is so true. So I wanted to share it with you. Here's the gist. If someone doesn't like peaches, right, we don't blame the peach. We don't even blame the person for not liking the peach. We just accept that people don't like peaches. It doesn't matter how amazingly juicy the peach is. It doesn't matter how beautiful the peach is. It doesn't matter how plump it is. It doesn't matter how ripe it is. It doesn't matter where the peach came from, what batch it was in. That person just doesn't like peaches. And there's nothing at all that that peach can do to make that person like it. And here's the best part. The peach doesn't care. It's not upset at all that somebody doesn't like it for being a peach. The peach doesn't try to become an apple so that more people will like it. Peach is just what it is. Peach shows up and says, hey, I'm a peach, right? And if you don't like me, I am still going to be the best peach I can be. It's not jealous of the apple, wishing that it were different. It doesn't try to be more like the apple. It's just happy and worthy and content being a peach. So the question is, are you being a peach? Are you 100% convicted of who you are? Not taking offense to maybe who people want you to be, not offended when someone doesn't see your awesomeness. And when you can show up as your best you, you can begin to love yourself on a much deeper, more connected level. You get to understand yourself, adore yourself, and become obsessed with your life, which is the goal that I want for each and every one of you. So the first thing that we have to do to know who we are and what it means to be a peach is we have to look at who we are with some curiosity. Am I trying to be an apple? Who am I an apple with? Who am I a peach with? How many of you are peaches trying to be apples? I mean, I get it. Why wouldn't you want to be an apple? Apples are better. They just look good in magazines. People typically like apples better. They're more common. They're used in more quotes, right? They must be better. So I'm just going to try to be an apple. I want you to be honest with yourself. Are you doing that? Are you thinking, my best friend is an apple? That's what I need to be. Or this person that I admire that has the things that I want. She, he is an apple. I should be them. Or your dad thought you should have been an apple. Or your mom. Or a friend. Or a colleague. And so you're trying to be the best apple you can be. But friends, if you're a peach, you're never going to be a good apple. You're always going to suck at being a good apple. Or even an okay apple. And then you're going to blame yourself for not being a good, better, or best kind of apple. When you spend your life being mad that you're not an apple, wishing that you could be more like an apple, you miss being the amazing peach that you are. And I don't want you to miss you. I don't want you to think that you would be better being someone else. Because it's not only not true, it's not possible. So what does it mean to be yourself? So here are a couple of exercises to do in order to familiarize yourself with yourself. First, think about the people who you think really know you the most. What have you shown them that makes them know you the most? What do they know about you that others don't know? What are you hiding from everyone else? Who are you trying to be? Friends, there's a balance between positive and negative. I talk about this a lot. It's the 50-50 of this life. It's one of the concepts that I learned and now teach that has helped me live my life with way more acceptance, as I don't have to try to fight against the human condition anymore. It's exhausting. You can't outrun it. Trust me, I tried. So there is a part of me that's a hot mess. There is. And there is a part of me that feels really amazing. So what part of you haven't you embraced? That part of you that you have some shame around? All of those things are part of you, part of your experience, part of your life. The truth about you and who you are that maybe you haven't even embraced yet. So truly being yourself means also embracing the part of you that you would prefer to hide, the mess that I speak of. Perhaps you wish that you could take it back. You could erase it. The part of you that holds so much shame and regret and suffering. Maybe it's a part of your body. Maybe it's part of your experience or a part of your history or thoughts and feelings. It can be anything at all that represents that negative side of you, that side of you that you want to hide from, the side of you that wouldn't tell that secret to anyone. I'm asking you to embrace all of it. Until we do, until we embrace it, we cannot free ourselves from the shame of it. There is so much talk about letting go, but friends, so many of us have not even let it in. We need to sit with the shame and look at it and question it lovingly, of course, and see if we can't find some honor in it, some education, some learning, some grace, some wisdom. We think that if we hide it and shove it down and disregard it, then either one, we can pretend that it didn't happen until we are reminded that actually it did. And that reminder is loud and mean and unkind and terrifying. Or two, we think that it is the cost to bear for our grievance. We think that this heavy regret is the burden we must bear for doing that thing or saying that thing or being that way. And we give our life over to that thing. We cripple our existence in humanity for being human. So many clients I work with are like, oh, so we're just supposed to be okay with what we did? I mean, wouldn't that ensure that we would do that said thing again? I get the question, trust me. I have asked it of myself lots of times. And the answer is and will always be, shame doesn't make us better people. Shame doesn't have us showing up as our best. Shame doesn't allow us to become not human. Shame doesn't prevent the 50-50. Actually, shame festers in it. It festers in the hiding and it grows bigger. And when we try and hide it, we don't learn, we don't grow, and we don't become out of it. Shame doubles down on how you see yourself. And it doesn't advise you to step into your best. It reminds you to stay stuck in your worst. I truly believe that one of the reasons we're not showing up genuinely and authentically is because of this shame. Because of this shame, we lie to the world about being someone that we're not in hopes that others will like us, and that will give us permission to like ourselves. Shame motivates this people-pleasing that I talk about. Shame requires approval and seeks validation. And as long as you are shaming you, you will look to others for permission instead of to yourself. So I think in order to show up as yourself, you have to do three things. First, you have to stop ignoring you. Second, you have to expose that shame within you. And third, you have to accept the gift that is you. So let's take these down one at a time. What would it mean for you to stop ignoring you? Well, it would mean that you would have to choose on purpose, intentionally, to matter. It would mean that you would have to listen to something other than your overly critical and very loud ego. You would have to still your mind to hear the whispers of your heart. It has a voice, you know. You just haven't been listening. Think about a child who has been trying to get their mom's attention and they're pulling at her leg and the mom just shushes them away, right? And if the child does that enough times, and if that is the response, guess what? The child will stop asking. The child will stop telling you what they need, what they desire, what they care about. They will stop telling you how they feel and what they dream about. Your heart, your soul, your intuition, your inner knowing, your wisdom, whatever you want to call it, will guide you, will nurture you, will support you, will celebrate and honor you if you would be so kind to let it speak. And when the shame is too loud, it deafens the truth that you matter, the truth that you were never supposed to do this life perfectly, that your life was never supposed to be perfect, the truth that whatever you did, you were always supposed to do, and the truth that whatever you didn't do, you were never supposed to do. That is the truth. The shame that there's something wrong with you, that you need fixed, that you're broken, that you're not worthy, that's the lie. Shame says there's something wrong with you. Shame says that you should hide. Shame says that you should be someone else. Shame says that your life would be better if you were someone, anyone, than who it is that you are. Shame wants you to be an apple when you are not. Friends, they're just lies. There's nothing wrong with you. You should not be anyone else other than the peach that you are. Your life would not be better. Think about this. Your life would not be better if you were someone else. Think about it. If you were someone else, your life would not be your life at all. What if the very thing that you're hiding from, that thing that I mentioned up earlier, that thing that you wouldn't want to tell anyone, what if that will free you to be who you were always supposed to be? What if the story of the shame actually is what is required to set you free from the shackling of it? What if the story allows you to connect with not only yourself, but the world? What if the story just needs to be told? You expose the shame by sharing it. And I'm not suggesting you broadcast it to the world or on social media, unless, of course, you felt compelled to. I'm just suggesting you share it with yourself. When I share my shame story with my heart, this is what she says. She's like, you were always enough. Your worth is set. Nothing more is required of you. You don't need anyone's approval. You need yours. The permission you need is yours to give. You don't need to know how. Trust. Leah, can you trust me? When you cultivate that relationship with yourself, you can ask for direction. You can ask for what's next. You can ask what is possible. You can ask for what you need. And furthermore, you can trust your answer. You can honor yourself. When we think about these areas in our life that we wish were better, maybe it's our health, maybe it's our finances, our relationships, our weight, our careers. This is what I know to be true. No matter where you are with any of it, mattering matters. You see, you take care of what matters. You take care of what is important. Think about what matters in your life. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your mom or your pet or your home. What matters to you? I bet you take care of it, right? The same is true for you. When you matter, you will take care of you. You will listen to you. You will expect more from yourself. Not because you're not worthy, but because you are. People say all the time, well, Leah, if I just loved myself for who I am, then why wouldn't I just eat whatever I want? My answer is, if you loved yourself, you would realize that you really don't love Oreos and you don't love Doritos. You don't. Your shame does. Your story does. You not wanting to feel does. You, my friend, do not. Your body does not, and your physiology does not. If you mattered, if you wanted to take care of you, how would you show up? How would you eat? How would you engage in conversations? How would you dress? How would your house look? How would your habits be? How would be your routines? How is the work that you're putting out in the world? Are you impressing yourself, or are you trying to impress others? This journey to self is the best work you can do because it matters. It has to. Otherwise, why would you be here? Why? When you think about who you are and who you want to be, can you answer that by silencing the voice that offers up who you were supposed to be and choose to live into who you are? I promise you that's the way. If you were supposed to be someone else, don't you think you would have been? Can you ask yourself who you are? When I ask myself that, I answer, I'm loving and I'm caring and I'm generous and I'm open. And I'm also a mess and I'm scared and I'm disappointed and I'm uncomfortable. And I'm mostly happy and I'm a little courageous, right? And who do I want to be? I want to be all of those things. Maybe a little more courageous, maybe a little more bold and brave and direct, maybe a little more unapologetic, right? Maybe a little bit more kind and gentle with the mistakes I make. But whether they are mistakes of the day or the week or the month or from decades ago, can we find the middle between the shame of the mistake and the ego of what is right and wrong, good and bad, and acknowledge the mistake for what it is? I'm not suggesting not owning it. I'm not. I'm not suggesting not wanting to write it. I'm just suggesting to not let it suffocate you and steal your life. It can if you let it. Are you showing up for your worth? Or are you allowing your mistakes to keep you stuck as the rightful punishment? I wish shame made us better. I wish shame kept us from making the same mistakes over and over and over again. I wish shame allowed us to step into the greatness of that which is our life, but it does not. So here are three suggestions on how and what you can do to help you get to know yourself better. First, spend time with you. Get to know you. Talk to you. Celebrate you. Be curious about you. Think about meeting someone for the very first time. What do? Well, you ask questions. And then what do? You listen. You notice what you like about them, what makes them unique, special. You listen more than you talk. Second, spend time with new people. New people are opportunities to show up on purpose and intentional. Who do you want to be? You get to redesign and redefine your personality. Meeting new people gives you an opportunity to practice your social self, your authenticity without permission, without needing validation. And friends, when we approve of ourselves, we do not need it from other people. And then something magical happens. You get to adore and love and listen and acknowledge the awesomeness in people, because you're going to be so much more involved in who it is that they are and less involved with what it is that they think that you are. And third, spend time creating who it is that you want to be. Did you know that your personality is not fixed? It's not genetic. It's not based on who your parents were or weren't for you. It's not based on who you surrounded yourself with. Do you know what your personality is dependent on? You. And you can create it. You can determine who it is that you want to be. You just get to decide. Your worth can't change. It can't be more. It can't be less. It's always just 100%. Now, you may not agree with me, and you may not embrace it. You may not be showing up for it, but it has always been 100%. Your worth is set. It is complete. You've just been listening to the wrong story. And here's the best news. You, your worth, who it is that you really are, it's not about you. It's about who created you. Now, whether or not you believe in God or universe or something different, someone created you. Someone gave you life. And when you say it's not good enough, when you say you wish it was different, when you say it could have been better, what are we doing? Are we negotiating the gift that is our life? What if we receive the gift in the spirit with which it was given? What if we could just be obsessed with our life, with this gift? What is the very best gift you've ever been given? Just think how we would feel if the gift we were receiving was our life, because it is. How do you unwrap that? What do you do with that? Are you valuing it? Are you using it? Are you obsessed with it? Or is it collecting dust on a shelf somewhere, hidden, ignored? Here's the thing. This is what I know for sure. If I can love me, then I can pretty much love anyone. It's a topic for next week. But are you receiving the gift? Are you going to? Are you going to enjoy it? Or are you just going to put it back on a shelf in your closet? I want to suggest that you just accept it, receive it, and then be it. Because it's the purpose of your life to be who you are. You don't even need to try to find your purpose anymore. The purpose is you. And when you live into the purpose of being who you are, you recognize and delight and enjoy your worthiness. Make it a priority to stop ignoring you. Expose the shame within you and accept the gift that is you. Start cultivating the most important relationship you will ever have, the one with you. That relationship, the one with you, is the foundation for every other single relationship you will ever have. If you like this episode, can you do me a favor? Would you share it with maybe somebody that needed to hear this message today? Somebody that maybe questions their worthiness? Somebody that maybe wants to live into more of who it is that they are, but they're waiting for permission. They're waiting for their moms and their dads to love them so that they can be deemed worthy of their own worth. If you have any questions with anything that you have learned here, or maybe you want help on this very topic, this unwrapping of your life, this revealing of the shame, I would love to have a conversation with you. You can head over to my website to book a call. Spots are limited, so grab a slot while you can, or you can check on the show notes that are at the bottom here and book a strategy call to unpack this story. Thank you for being with me here today. Have an amazing rest of your day, rest of your week, and I will see you next week, Friday, same time, 11 Central. See you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.